Welcome to Talk That, NOLA Education, presented by New Schools for New Orleans. You're joined by your host, Dr. Jaquiel Ross. Today on the show, we're joined by Mr. Jake Gleghorn from the New Orleans Career Center. We're so sorry that Carlin Jacobs isn't with us, but we know that the New Orleans Career Center sent us their best and their finest. Jake serves as the Chief Strategy Officer, and today we're talking about how high school students can jumpstart their career at the New Orleans Career Center. Jake, how you feeling? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here, and yes, happy to step in for Carlin. We miss him, but really excited to talk about the Career Center today.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. How was your weekend? The weather's been amazing.
I spent most of it outside, some of it doing yard work, and some of it eating crawfish on a Sunday with friends. So really a perfect spring day.
Now, do you boil or did you go somewhere and get it?
Now, I know if I'm eating with certain people that I cannot withstand the criticism. And so we go somewhere else to get our boils.
Good. I outsourced it yesterday. Great. Well, let's go ahead and dig into it. Jake, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in the education landscape in New Orleans?
Sure. So my entire career has been in education and education in New Orleans. So I've worked in three different schools as an educator and a teacher for over a decade before I came to the Career Center.
All right.
And I've been here for almost 2 years now and really excited to talk about some of the work we're doing.
Awesome. What schools were you at?
I was at the Willow School for 8 years. I also taught at Kit Believe College Prep, and then I taught at the Success Academy at Schwartz, which was the expulsion center at the time for the RSD.
Yeah, my brother used to work at Schwartz.
Oh, really?
We did.
We've got to talk about that. We hadn't made that connection.
Well, good. I'm glad to have you on the show. I'm glad to see that you are deeply rooted in New Orleans and all pieces of its education segment. Let's go ahead and start digging into the interview.
Sure.
Why is there a need for the New Orleans Career Center in our education landscape?
Sure. It's a great question. So New Orleans Career Center, I'll say NOCC a few times throughout the interview, just to shorthand. But we came into being to solve the problem to provide high-caliber career preparation and technical education to young people in our city.
All right.
And so a group of educators, employers, and other policy folks came together from across the city and even some people from the state level in order to really look at best practices to consider how could we do this in our unique education landscape here in the city. And we are the answer that came out of that. And so 5 years later, we are working towards a centralized hub where schools and high schools opt in order to get high quality career and technical education. So to do CTE well, career and technical education well, it's expensive. And
yes,
it takes a specialized skill set, and that is challenging to build at every single different high school that we have in the city.
Yes.
And so what we do is we provide a solution to those different high schools where they can opt in order to deliver those options and that quality to their students.
I'm going to say this. The NOCC has been rocking it.
You all have been doing a
phenomenal job. Just seeing the students' faces when I visited last week, they enjoy it. It's like almost they're being treated like almost like a college student with you know, their flexibility and freedom and the responsibility that they also carry with that as well. So hats off to you all.
Thank you so much. I mean, we definitely have a lot of plans on what we want to do in the future, but hearing you say that and just seeing that on our young people's faces is really great to hear. Definitely
awesome.
What we love to see as well.
So, Jake, you gave us some history now. How long, specifically, has the NOCC been around?
We are just in the midst of our fifth training year.
Wow.
And so really, in while we have a very experienced team in many ways, our organization is young.
Yes.
Yes.
And y'all got some experts over there.
Yes, thank you. I've learned a lot from the people I work with. And
yes. Awesome. And about how many students over the 5 year span have you all serviced in New Orleans?
Sure. So, We've trained more than 1,000 young people since we've started.
Okay.
And we've also added additional programs.
All right.
So we have two additional programs, which I'll talk about later, that have been developed since we began, in addition to our high school program. And so one of the things that we really draw upon is we make sure that our instructors are, in many cases, have done the jobs that, that we are training for in industry. And
awesome.
So we are really bringing people together, maybe that wouldn't be found in a K-12 environment,
no,
in order to really deliver aligned training opportunities and the sort of things that might not show up in a curriculum or a textbook when it comes to navigating a career path.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. And then most recently, you all have been around the city. Let me say this. Your CEO, Claire, showed me a shirt on Friday.
Yes, we
have. And there were several addresses on the back of the shirt. But now you all have a home on Calorac Street, formerly the old 35 Kyle Preparatory Building.
Yes.
Which is now home to you all, right?
Yes. And so it is 143,000 square feet of purpose-built space, which I – which
inch
I'm
by
really
inch.
Excited
if
to...
anyone's ever been, you got to go check it out. Inch by inch, everything is has a purpose. Everything.
Yes, and that T-shirt that just before, I really want to call that out. Is we called it the World Tour T-shirt. However, all five of our homes in 5 years have been in the Treme, and so we're really happy to continue to be in such an important historical neighborhood in our city. And continue to be able to contribute to that neighborhood and to partner with different partners in that neighborhood as well as across the city.
That's great.
So we're really happy to be home.
You're teaching me something. That's good. Okay. So let's talk about a little bit. So what are the students and teachers saying about the space since you all have been there? It hasn't been long. I want to say it's been about a week or two, right?
Wednesday of last week was the first day of training. So yes, we
are brand new.
Yes, it is a brand new home, and we were excited to get the young people in there and to really see what their responses were.
Yes.
Now I will tell you, when they got off their buses from their 22 partner high schools in the morning, they were speechless.
I'm sure they were.
And just walking into the building and the scale of the spaces, and which they hadn't seen, even though a few, we had had trainees tour the facility. However, when they saw their instructors, immediately their face changed, and it went from one of overwhelm to being excited and realizing, hey, it's a different space, it's a different home, but it's still the same relationships, it's still the same people, and still the same experience that they're having before. Now, I will say it took about 20 minutes from that speechless first impression to them holding the doors for others, welcoming the other people into their space.
Yes.
And so it really is great to have them there, because the couple days that we were preparing for them to get there, it almost felt like it was a home without the family in it. And so we're really, really happy to have trainees there and starting to feel like it's their space as well.
I'm so glad we have the NOCC in our city. If I could speak briefly about my particular favorite part of the building. Now, on my spare time, I like to engage in cooking.
Oh, yes.
So the kitchen, it is massive. It is massive. And just looking at, I've been to some restaurants here in the city, and the kitchen they have is like a little corner. But looking at the space that you all have for training and teaching students what they need, and the amount of equipment that's there, along with I saw they had TV screens in there. So, like, if the teacher wanted to review or teach things while in the kitchen, he or she could have the students huddle up. So I just really appreciate the space for the culinary experience.
Definitely. And, you know, that's in a very important industry and tradition in our city, and one that we are excited to provide to young people. And there's 6 professional cooking stations. They're fully equipped. And there's almost 6 complete mini kitchen setups. And so I won't name any names, but, you know, you as a home chef having that experience, we've had many professional chefs and restaurateurs come in and tour the facility.
Awesome.
And they have said, this kitchen is nicer than any kitchen they've seen yes. in any restaurant in the city, even some of our world-class restaurants.
Didn't I say it? You heard it right here first.
And when we heard that, number one, we said, yes, we talked to y'all, and we listened to the things that you wanted and mm-hmm. thought were best practice in a training kitchen.
Yes.
But to hear them say that and to really confirm it is an amazing experience that we are able to provide for our young people. And that's just one example within our career pathways
okay.
of the different spaces. So
Jake, you got to let me know when it's gumbo day. I want to come. I want to learn how to make gumbo with the students. I'm really interested in that. So please don't forget to come. Don't forget to email me and invite me.
I won't. And I'll tell you right now, just as in any place, we draw upon the best traditions, and then okay. we try to add our own little flavor onto okay. the gumbo cook-off, and so we'll definitely send you an invite.
All right. Awesome. So let's take a moment to dig in deeper about the programs that you all offer students across the city.
Sure.
We know that there's about four different programs, so let's start off first with the Culinary Arts and Hospitality Management Academy.
So sure. And so before I get into our career pathways, okay. I do want to just zoom out so that folks know some of our programs.
Yes.
Because we serve different groups of people in the city. And okay. so two of our programs, high school, which is our half day program, and launch.
Okay.
And so launch is for recent high school graduates.
Okay.
And we partner with many high schools for that program as well.
All right.
And both of those provide multiple career pathways within them.
Okay.
And so one of those, which you mentioned, is Culinary Arts and Hospitality Management. And in within this program and all of our programs, trainees get credentials,
okay.
professional grade credentials that qualify them to go to work right away. They also, in all of our programs, have the opportunity to get college credits as well.
Awesome.
And so that's something that exploration is built into our DNA and what we do, and we want to create those opportunities for exploration without choosing one path or the other.
Like I said last week when Warren Easton was on here, I wish this was in school when I was in school. Like, oh, jeez.
Yes. Yes. And yeah, Warren Easton participates in some of our programs uh-huh. and they have a great CTE program and staff as well. So
awesome.
So in Culinary Arts and Hospitality Management, they're able to get a hospitality management certification.
Okay.
And also they get actual culinary arts experience in the kitchen, whether that's knife skills, pastry,
okay.
et cetera. And in engineering and manufacturing, they are really learning the design elements and
okay.
thinking through all of the steps of the design process and,
mm-hmm.
and all the way to fabrication and machining and welding is something that we're hoping to develop in the future.
And I even saw on the first floor, on like floor two and floor three, the ceiling is exposed so that the
yes.
students are able to see those different components of engineering of a building.
Yes, and that's an important thing about our facility is it was purpose built for career and technical education, and so there's a lot of windows, and those windows allow observation.
Mm-hmm.
They also allow understanding beyond what might be seen at the surface level,
mm-hmm.
and so you're able to see in all of the mechanical closets, et cetera, so that our trainees can really experience it and ask those questions. Additionally, and just another example of our training spaces, our healthcare simulation labs include
exam rooms. Oh, lovely.
Thank you. And we talked to industry partners
uh-huh.
and toured a lot of facilities to really
okay.
see what is the best design in order to deliver for some of the healthcare jobs that we are training
uh-huh.
for. And one of those things was exam rooms with observation windows that not everyone is crammed into
yes.
to the simulation room and giving feedback there, but it can actually feel like a standalone exam room.
It can.
And they can get the feedback at the same time and observe classmates as well.
I love it.
Yes.
And
full nursing station.
I love it.
I can tell you it's really exciting and great to see. And we're really looking forward to continuing to develop those spaces. And like you said, in terms of being able to see some of the technology and some of the more skilled crafts areas,
mm-hmm.
that's another place that we're recruiting right now and
okay.
wanting to start a program next year for skilled crafts. Young people that are interested in electrical, in carpentry, in HVAC, and And so in the middle there, there's a collaborative courtyard, which is a large open area in between all of those lab spaces where, just like on a real construction site, they can come together on a project, whether they're electrical, whether they're HVAC, whether they're carpentry, and really think about what collaboration looks like among those different trades on one project, which is what they'll be doing, you know, outside and afterwards.
Yeah. I was very, very impressed by the that high power ceiling fan that you all have in that space.
Yes. It's really exciting to see it. It's cool to look at, but it actually moves a lot of air in the facility. And so that's one example of it's covered, simulates a real work environment, but also allows them to, not be out in the sun.
Yeah. All day, not be out in the sun all day. Yep. But I like that they're able to get the experience both indoors and outdoors, because a good bulk of their work is going to be outdoors.
Yes.
And if you know, like I know, Jake, when I have to call someone to my house in the summertime, it is extremely hot.
Very.
So for them to be able to get that real life experience early on is truly impactful.
Yes. Agree with you, and really excited to be able to provide that and start that pathway up this coming year.
Awesome. And then the last program we have is Launch.
Yes. And so Launch is for recent high school graduates, and we are recruiting for that. We're recruiting until April 30th. Our high school half-day program recruiting, and we might circle back to this, is concluding soon.
Okay.
On March 10th is when applications are due. But, yes, the Launch program offers similar training pathways.
Got it.
Some slightly different options, but similar training pathways.
Okay.
And with some different things built-in success coaching in order to support young people in navigating their plan after high school.
Okay.
And what we really like about that is something that's important to us is we're trying to address barriers between organizations and institutions. Mm-hmm. And one thing that allows us to do is to build in additional programming, additional training, even after those two high school years, which we currently train for now.
Awesome. I'm learning so much. So if you could tell me, Jake, what does a typical day look like for a student who's a part of NOCC? Let's start off like 7-8 o'clock in the morning. We'll walk us through your day.
Yes. Great question. And one thing that is an often surprising thing for folks is we have high schoolers come from 22 different high schools a day. And they spend half a day with us every day of the school year.
Okay, wow.
And that is by design.
Okay.
And
I didn't know that.
We find that we need a good amount of time to really allow for the career exploration and the career connected learning that we are driving towards in our programs. And within that half day, there's three main components that a participant in any of our programs experience. One is your kind of traditional type classroom learning, for example, healthcare students learning medical terminology. But the other two are really important to us and something that we continue to see that young people are really energized by and a huge part of why they really enjoy coming to the Career Center. One of those is hands-on learning and skills simulation.
Okay.
So one, it might be pre-nursing trainees that are engaging in a phlebotomy lab and they're working with a partner and giving a partner feedback on their procedure in putting in IVs.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is work-based learning. So work-based learning is a big umbrella term that can mean a lot of different things, but this is where our employer and industry partners come into play in a really big way. So I'm just going to give a few examples.
Yeah, please.
In our hospitality management and culinary arts pathway, just recently, a chef from St. James Cheese Company recently joined classes and walked them through making ricotta from scratch.
All right.
In our engineering and manufacturing pathway, 33 trainees were able to tour the NASA Michu assembly facility in the east.
Okay.
And one trainee herself described the visit as mind-blowing. Which I was really excited to hear about. And our partner in the Nunez Community College brought an aerospace technician and was able to set up this relationship.
Okay.
So again, we are not necessarily saying that everything at the Career Center exists, but it is a place to bring people together, mm-hmm. to bring industry and the community together with education and young people in our city in order to facilitate really strong work-based learning experiences that are aligned with the things they're interested in. And just one more is our healthcare trainees recently spent 2 days at Ochsner at their simulation center,
okay.
Which they use for medical students, residents, and nursing students for hands-on training. And they got a lot of practical skills. They participated in an event called Stop the Bleed, wound care,
okay.
how to give vaccinations and other immunizations, and also CPR practice and more. And so we were able to actually take them, and they were able to experience really great healthcare mm-hmm. training simulation environments with actual Ochsner employees and trainers.
Wow. I have one word for all of this that sums up everything, Jake. Partnerships. You all have definitely valued and built meaningful partnerships throughout the city so that students could to take advantage of the opportunities.
Yes, thank you for saying that. And just a quick moment for any of our past, current, or current partners on that are listening is yes, we think collaboration is the best answer for our city and the best answer for young people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really seek to do that in as many ways as possible and bring other people in mm-hmm. and just hold that space. And so that's the idea of our hub that we're really excited to start living into in our new facility.
Got it. Awesome, Jake. Jake, you've just given us a wealth of knowledge. I feel like I'm in class right now. You're my professor.
Hopefully I didn't get too into the weeds because I didn't get excited and start using jargon.
You did. I appreciate the insight. It really gives us, you know, the knowledge we need to be able to understand what's going on at the NOCC. And if I had to talk to you for a second, what values do you all instill in students enrolled in your programs?
I'm really glad that you asked that. And this is a point that we are in many ways building on the tradition of vocational tech mm-hmm. and some of those programs of the past. However, we are doing it and updating it and realigning it for the next generation. And one of the ways that we seek to do that is really instilling choices with our young people and sticking to what is their interest point and mm-hmm. then how can we give them the skills, the knowledge, and the relationships in order to navigate and make those choices. And so it's not about just one plan A or one definition of success. Mm-hmm. It's about what's your plan A?
Yes.
And why is that your first priority?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what's your plan B? Mm-hmm. What's your plan C? And so that is in the way we communicate with young people. It's also in the design of our programs in that we build towards stackable professional credentials where you are qualified in order to get a job when you finish one of our programs.
Yes.
You're also able to then take that knowledge and that exploration that you did and turn it into other educational opportunities or career opportunities as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you might pursue an apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm.
You might pursue a college degree. You might pursue an earn and learn model where you're working and earning a living wage and also furthering your education at the same time.
Got it.
So choice is something that is really important to us. Exploration and career exploration is something that's also very important.
I like the career exploration piece because students often, you know, think one thing and then they're able to come back and say, hey, well, maybe that's not what I thought it was going to be for me. And so the fact that you all allow choice is definitely worthy to applaud.
Definitely. And if I could just add one more thing, I think part of making an informed choice that is really hard for our young people sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Especially when they might have some hesitancy about what their first choice was,
mm-hmm.
is really being able to map onto the opportunities that already exist in our city.
Got it.
And really thinking about how their choices are informed by what is in demand and mm-hmm. what is high wage right now.
Okay.
And there are 60% of our upcoming open jobs in our city are mid-skill. Which means they need more than a high school degree, but
mm-hmm.
not quite a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we begin to work with industry on identifying those, developing training, and helping young people see their path to that instead of feeling like, this isn't for me, but I'm not mm-hmm. sure what else I should do.
Got it. And if you have to say, Jake, what percentage of students in your program go on to enter the workforce after high school?
So that's a tough question for me to answer.
Okay.
Just circling back to our real focus on choices.
Okay.
And so we really try to push against that either or ideology, because there are so many young people. And just to give you one example of someone who, and this student, Selena, wants to pursue a medical degree,
mm-hmm.
but wants a part-time job in the meantime.
Yes.
So she's going to use her certification in order to have a good high-paying job
yeah.
in the healthcare industry while she pursues a bachelor's degree
that
will
awesome.
Move towards a career in healthcare.
Much better than the tutoring I did.
Yes.
Much better.
I don't want to talk about my part-time jobs in the meantime, because they were not always lined up with actually what I was interested in.
Yes. But Jake, tell me real quickly, what is one of your proudest moments since being at NOCC?
That's a great question. And I would say I feel pride every day.
Mm-hmm.
And especially though, when I am able to work with young people, and specifically we have young people and participants speak to visitors when they come through. And again,
yes.
that partnership piece is important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just adults talking to adults. That is young people's voice being front and center. And so just hearing when they share their stories and what their plan A is,
mm-hmm.
and what their plan B is, and how much evolution happens there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is so often, yes, we get trainees that come to us and they know exactly what their plan is. And
yeah.
that plan is the same when they leave us. But far more, speaking to that exploration piece, they are able to explore and their plans change. And hearing that, and then hearing their ability to explain why their choice changed,
mm-hmm.
and why they're excited about their new path.
Yeah.
And really talk about those steps and the different people at the Career Center that have helped them get there, or
awesome.
At our partners. That is really when I feel the most pride,
good.
Just knowing that they're able to get their story down on paper a lot more clear than I ever was when
yeah.
I was in high school. And I just think that is a powerful thing for young people.
Awesome. Jake, one last question before I get to my last one.
Sure.
You mentioned earlier application.
Yes.
There's a deadline coming up.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that real quickly.
Sure. So two of our programs that are currently recruiting, the high school half-day program,
okay.
which has the options we talked about in launch.
Okay.
High school recruiting, it's been happening for months now. You might have even seen us in high schools or at career fairs.
Okay.
High school application is wrapping up on March 10th.
March 10th.
There is no testing requirement to apply.
All right.
Just talk to your counselor at your school.
Talk to your high school counselor.
And launch. We are recruiting. Applications are on our website.
Got it.
NOLACC.org. Check us out.
All right.
And to launch one, the application closes on April 30th. So you have a little bit more
April
time.
April 30th for launch. Those
but
are for our high school seniors.
Applications now.
Our high school seniors for launch. And last question we always ask, what is your one hope for the city of New Orleans real quickly, Jake?
That's a great question, and my hope is that young people are able to see and see themselves and the different opportunities in our city, and are able to make a choice that's best for them and in their future.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jake, for joining us today on Talk That NOLA Education, presented by New Schools for New Orleans. It was a pleasure having you. Be sure to join us next Monday at 12:30 p.m. Such great things going on at the NOCC. Be sure to check them out on their website. We'll be joined next week by First Line Charter School Leaders to talk about their Edible Schoolyard program. If you're interested in more about our dynamic teachers and what's taking place inside and around our New Orleans schools, follow us on Facebook, the New Orleans Teacher Community, and on Instagram, NOLA Teacher Community. This is your host, Dr. Ross, signing off. Nothing but peace and love.